Like many of you, I really enjoy sports. Sports often teach great lessons. The other night, while I was watching a championship NCAA basketball game, I heard one of the players call out that familiar word, time. The team ran to the sidelines to receive some instructions from the man who could give the help, the coach. And he did. Isn't it interesting that, generally speaking, a team calls time out when they're in trouble, when they need to regroup? I recall many times in my career when we had called time and the catcher or the pitching coach or the manager would stroll to the mound to give some needed instructions or encouragement. Sometimes the language is a little different, but the counsel was most always appreciated, sometimes humorous. I recall in one professional game many years ago, in the very first inning, the first three hitters hit safely, all of them on the first pitch. Out of the dugout came the pitching coach, and the catcher joined him, and the three of us assembled on the mound. The pitching coach turned to my catcher and said, "What in the world has Paul got on the ball anyway?" The catcher said, "I don't know. I haven't seen it yet." Well, now, what's that got with you and me? Life, you know, is a little like the big game. There are times when you and I need to call time out. Have you ever had the experience of loading the bases while continuing to throw high and wide? Have you experienced fourth down and one on the goal line with 10 seconds? Have you watched your 20-point lead dwindle to two? Or in life's game, have you had a challenge controlling your language, your temper? Is that personal weakness you've noticed still not under control? Are school subjects your nemesis? Are your finances ready to pull you under? Is your family solidarity sitting on shifting sand? And most important of all, are you trying to do it all alone? Or have you been smart enough to call time out and to ask the coach for help? You know, it doesn't always have to be formal, my young brethren. You can do it as you drive in the car, on a date, in the privacy of your room, on the playing field. I'm reminded of something I read just the other day. Let me share it with you. Seems that a small boy was trying to lift a heavy stone, but he couldn't budge it. His father, watching very interestingly, said, "Are you sure you're using all of your strength?" "Yes, I am," the boy cried. "No, you're not," said the father. "You haven't asked me yet." Well, let me just tell you that however tight the game seems at the moment, I know the coach, and I know he can help. There is a personal and loving God who knows all of the plays. He understands the game of life. He understands you and me. Talking to him is an easy thing, really. All you have to do is call time out. Say to yourself, "I've had it. I need help." And be prepared to listen. I can't take any more of this running, you might say, without seeing the direction where I'm headed. Are you aware that all through history, great leaders have called time out? Washington at Valley Forge, Lincoln seeking answers in the war, Joseph Smith in the Grove. This was true of prophets of old. Abraham sought God. Moses called upon the Lord. Nephi, a great young champion, says in his own account, "I, Nephi, being exceeding young, like many of you, being large in stature, and also having great desires to know of the mysteries of God, wherefore I did cry unto the Lord, and behold, he did visit me, and did soften my heart that I did believe all the words which had been spoken by my father. Wherefore, I did not rebel against him like my brothers." End of his quote. Accounts such as these in scriptures have always given me great courage to do likewise. And that's why I think the prophets, even the leaders today, have counseled to know the scripture. Fortunately, like many of you, I came from a home where that kind of influence was apparent. Near my 18th birthday, I was drafted into World War II, like many others. Found myself that first week at Fort MacArthur in California. I'd been taught in my home to take time out at night to pray, but I found this a little delicate. In my one barrack were 50 other soldiers. I used to try to get a bunk near the end of the row where there would be a little privacy, and I'd wait till the lights would go out. Then I'd crawl out of bed and say my prayers. Everything went well for about 4 nights. And on the fifth, while I was kneeling, 2 half-stewed characters came in and flipped on the lights. And 2 fellas across the aisle saw me on my knees. And typical of that kind of a situation, they started to poke fun. One of them said something like this, pointing to me. "Hey, holy Paul, pray for me." And I felt a little chagrined, and I thought, now what do you do? My mother taught me a great principle. She says, in delicate situations, use a sense of humor. It always helps. So I squared my shoulder, looked at both of them, said, "Would you give me your full name? I don't think the Lord knows you." Later, they did come to know the Lord. And that story we don't have time to express. I noticed later in combat in the 2nd Battalion to which I belonged in the 305th Infantry, the word got around, "Get in Dunn Squad. He always comes back." Many's the time we took time out in the foxhole to talk to our eternal coach, even our Heavenly Father. I remember preparing for my very first invasion as a young soldier, sitting on a troop ship out in the Pacific, 3,000 men aboard, representing the first 7 waves in the invasion force, Protestant chaplain holding the last service before we embarked or disembarked. And he had us get acquainted with each other. He said, "Now, gentlemen, I don't want to worry you, but by tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, many of you will be standing before your maker. Are you ready?" "Well, how would you feel, young men, if that challenge were hurled to you?" I was almost 19. I found a secluded spot on the ship that night and called time out and talked to my Heavenly Father. I didn't sleep that night, and as the 7 waves went ashore the next morning, many not making it, I dug my first foxhole and took another time out and said, "Heavenly Father, I really need to know." And Heavenly Father spoke to my mind, and I haven't been the same since. Will you learn, my young brethren, to take time out? It even works in sports because it has an amazing influence. In my first professional season, playing in a distant town, I joined a club mid-season. The coach and manager was old enough to be my father. He was an old catcher from the Washington Senators' day. And it was kind of a rough crew we worked with. One night in a distant town, a knock came at my hotel door. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I got up and answered it, and there in the framework was my manager. He said, "Paul, may I come in?" And I said, "Please do. What's the matter?" He said, "Close the door and don't tell the others I came." I said, "Well, I'm not going to tell anybody." He said, "I've been watching you for these 2 months. You know the Lord, don't you?" And I said, "I think he's my friend." And then he said, "Would you help me find him?" And we sat down in the room, and for over 2 hours, talked about God, the Eternal Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ. And he had tears. I said, "Danny, have you ever prayed?" And he said, "No." I said, "Would you be offended to pray with me?" Well, he said, "Not if you'll pray." I said, "I'd be honored." And so we knelt down beside my bed, and we talked to Heavenly Father. And as we arose from our knees, he pushed the tears back, threw his arms around me, almost choked me to death, and said, "Thank you. Thank you." He said, "Could we do this some more?" I said, "As often as you want." Before the season ended, a very interesting thing, my young brethren, the door knocked several other times, and the first baseman came, and the shortstop, and the left fielder. And they each said in their own way, "Don't tell the others." People want what you and I have. God bless you to have the wisdom and the strength to call time out and visit with your Heavenly Father. He really lives, as does his Son, to which I testify in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.